Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. Continuing on the many things that can support you in creating a fertile environment for you to grow and expand and step into the vision that you have for yourself. So we've talked about a number of things this week. We've talked about who you surround yourself with, what the people, the ideas, the groups that can forward you and your ideas. Then just talking about your internal environment and the gatekeeper that you have, and do you allow yourself to let ideas and direction percolate into you, and do you consider them, or do you just cut them off at the knees? And then talking about embracing growth and learning. How much time are you spending every day? And that's what we ended with yesterday. So what did you discover? What did you discover about how much time you take to invest in yourself and your expansion versus how much time you're taking to, I'm just going to say, dink around with the static electricity that's built up in our current world with all the electronics, the social media, the opportunities for sidetracking? How much time are you spending? And even just daily drama, perhaps in family and relationships, how much time are you taking? In what proportion? And what can you do? So when you look at those numbers from yesterday and you look at what you've discovered from, and if you didn't do it, do it. When you look at your statistics from the audit you did yesterday, what would support you? What action can you take? What can you reduce and what can you magnify that will help you shift the needle, move the needle forward on you stepping into your vision? I'm going to use this as an example. I have never been engaged in, I want to call it big stuff. You know, I've never been as, I'm engaged in the biggest things of my lifetime right now. And I find that throughout my life, this has been the case, that whatever I'm working on at this moment is the biggest thing I've ever worked on. And it's not because I just feel like it's big. It's because I keep expanding in my ideas and my big vision just keeps getting bigger and it's more encompassing. So what used to be me becoming a teacher or me creating a series of art shows is now me creating a $40+ million project that's on its way. And so I'm not saying that to be braggy. What I'm saying it for is your vision can only be as big as it is at the time. And as you expand, your vision will continue to get bigger. For me to move to the next level, and for any of you, for you to move to the next level, you can't do what you did before that got you to your current level. So what is it in your time and the way you're spending time, in what you're doing every day, in how you're wasting time, whatever time you're feeling like you're floundering, what is it that you can move there and shift there? And what are you willing to give up that's not working? And what are you willing to add that could work better? So today is the part two. It's taking information from the audit that you did yesterday and doing something with it. And then making a commitment. Making a commitment to yourself. When you make a commitment, you want to lock that all the way down into your being. So it's not something you just tell somebody. It's something that it's like a promise you make to yourself. So what are you committed to creating to shift how you're using time that will let you go to the next level? Someone like Warren Buffett was said a dozen years ago was said to have 2,400 streams of income, one person. So he's got all sorts of things going on in a day, and he's got the same amount of time as you do. So I don't want to hear that you've maximized your time or you don't have time. That's not a good answer. I want to hear what you are capable of shifting to become bigger, to play the bigger game that you're here for now, to play the bigger game that you came into this community to play. Do the work today, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you. You can push reply in the email and tell me what you're discovering.